sorry, Lola. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Just stop blaming yourself, Antonio.
No, no, no. It's my fault, and I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to your hand?
Well, Antonio asked me to change the spark plugs on his cab. And, well, you know that bar that's supposed to hold up the hood?
Yeah?
It didn't.
Yeah. I know. I should have checked that, and I'm so sorry.
Look, it's not your fault.
No, he's right, Antonio. Just because you tried to save a few bucks and have Lowell work on your car for free, that doesn't mean it was your fault. It just means you're cheap.
I know, I am cheap, and I'm cheap, and I'm sorry.
Look, stop beating yourself up. I'm gonna be fine.
Please, let me, okay? Because, you know, until those bandages come off, I'm gonna be by your side. I mean, I'm going to be your hands.
Well, I appreciate that, but really, I'm grown. I can fend for myself. Hey, wait for the blow. Okay. You know, maybe I could use a little help.
What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, we could go to a movie.
We did that last night. How about we go to dinner?
Again?
We could, you know.
Yeah, but how long will that take?
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, hi, Brian. Where are you going?
Well, where else would I be going on a Saturday night? Flying to Boston to do my laundry.
Boy, your life's just a nonstop Mardi Gras, isn't it?
Actually, see, I'm going to be going to one of the hippest new places in Boston, the Laundromat. That's right, it's a combination laundromat, singles bar. And if I play my cards right tonight, I'm going to get fluffed and folded.
Hell, I'm not doing anything. I'll go with you.
Wait, excuse me? You actually think that I'm going to spend Saturday night with you? What mood levelers are you on?
With you. I've got to get off this island. I'm one lonely Saturday night away from inviting the paperboy in for fudge.
All right, you can come. And since you don't have any laundry, I'll show you what a sport I am and let you wash my socks.
Told you it wouldn't take long. Hey, guys, will you do anything fun tonight?
Yeah, we're going to Boston to do our laundry.
It's a combination laundromat singles bar thing. It's a lot cooler than you think. Well, actually, it's not, but we're bored, we're desperate, and we have nothing better to do.
Can we come?
No, this is for singles only, you're a couple.
That's right, they don't like your kind there. Hey, come on, let's go. First 25 customers gets a free packet of whisk.
Laundromat singles bar. Boy, am I glad those days are over.
Yeah, me too.
Thank God we don't need other people to have a good time with. Hey, Faye, what are you doing tonight?
Actually, I have wonderful plans. There's a singles dance at the senior center. I'm hoping to dance with Lyle Porter.
Isn't he like almost 80?
Well, yes, but once those nitro pills kick in, you try keeping up with him.
You know what we need?
A life?
No, we need to meet some other couples, some people we have more in common with. It seems like everyone we hang out with is single.
We know couples. I know, we can call Sue and Gary.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Well, you're having fun with Sue. I got to hear Gary tell a story of how he neutered his own cat.
Okay, how about Bill and Nora? I mean, we always have fun with them. They're a great couple. They're terrific.
They're getting divorced.
I saw that coming.
Come on. There must be some couple we know that we could go out with.
Excuse me. I couldn't help but overhear. And are you in luck? Have I got a couple for you?
Who?
Scott and Gwen Tucker. I play cribbage with Gwen's Aunt Mimi. They're great.
Yeah, well, if they're so great, how come they're alone on Saturday night?
Because they just moved to the island. What's your excuse? So I'm telling you, these are wonderful people. They've got great personalities.
Yeah, great personalities. You know what that means?
They're bow wows. Yep.
That's okay. If you change your mind, I'll be happy to give you their number.
Thanks, Faye, but we don't need you to set us up. We're not that desperate.
Hey, you guys want to do something tonight?
Sure. I'd love to.
But he can't. Because tonight's Saturday night, and Saturday night is...
What?
Bath night.
Hey,
a big mistake.
We never should let Faye set us up.
What if the Tuckers turn out to be dorks? We gotta have an out plan.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, I'll rub my temples like this, and then you ask me if I'm having one of my migraines.
Hey, you used that on me.
Well, for you, it was a real headache. Well, I hate meeting new people. What if we have nothing to say to them?
Oh, don't worry about that. I got a great icebreaker. I'll tell my teepee joke.
Your teepee joke?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the guy goes to the psychiatrist, says, Doc, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam. The doctor says your problem is you're too tense. You get it? You get it? Too tense? Oh, God, they're here.
Okay, now, Joe, let's just put on a good face, okay? Hey, they're really cute.
Would you get away from there? They're gonna see you.
Tell me what
come over here. Stop. You just try. No, you are. I am relaxed.
Hi.
I'm Helen.
I'm Joe.
I'm Scott.
I'm Gwen.
And we're all here to play Password.
Take the coats, Joe.
Oh, yeah, let me take your coat.
Welcome. Please come in.
Oh, your home is beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, we understand that you're new to our little Hamlet.
Hamlet,
so
just act normal.
Yeah, we decided we wanted a better quality of life. We had had enough of the fast-paced big city.
Oh, where did you live?
Fargo, North Dakota. I'm kidding, New York.
Uh-huh. She's funny.
Yeah. So, Scott, what do you do?
I'm a cardiologist.
Oh, a doctor.
I understand you're a pilot. Now, that sounds great. I always wanted to fly.
Well, hey, anytime you want to, I'd be happy to take you up.
Really? I can't wait. Oh, before I forget, this is for you.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow. Oh, this is beautiful. This looks like a great bottle of wine.
It's sort of a hobby of mine. I have a wine cellar.
Really? I'm impressed.
Hey, anytime you want, I'd be happy to take you down.
Did you hear that, Helen? I said I'd be happy to take you up. He said I'd be happy to take you down. You see what we did there?
I get it, Joe. Just open the wine.
Oh.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
No, please, my friends, call me Tuck.
Oh, great. Tuck.
I'm sorry about Joe.
Oh, well, that's okay. He's probably just a little overanxious tonight.
No, he's always like that. Just sorry about it.
Oh, about Scott and his wine cellar. Wine cellar. It's 6 bottles of Chianti and a styrofoam cooler.
Oh, really? So how long have you two been married?
2 years, but we've known each other forever.
Oh, yes, so have Joe and I.
Yeah, well, we wanted to wait until we knew it was right.
Yeah, so do we, but we got engaged anyway.
You know, Helen,
what?
I gotta tell you, I was really kind of nervous about coming here tonight.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not, we even had an out plan.
An out plan? Oh, God, what in the heavens is that?
Too tense. Yeah. That is hysterical.
Honey, wait till you hear this joke. Yeah.
Aren't they great?
I love them.
Potato. And potato. And potato. Okay. All right. P. P.
Potato, 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 P. For God's sake, who eats like this?
I do. I don't like to confuse my taste buds. First, I like to have the entire potato experience. Then I move over
I got it.
P. P.
Lol, there are no more peas.
It's not what I meant.
Oh, lol.
Helen, this soup is delicious.
Oh, good. You know, I got this recipe from Gwen Tucker when we were out last night.
Oh, that's the third time this week you've been out with the Tuckers.
Oh, is it? Gosh, I didn't even realize. The days just seem to drift into one another.
Oh. I'll never forget my first couple, the Krupniks. George and I met them at the Stamp and Coin Show. Sid was a stationery salesman. Betty was a notary public. Oh, those were wild times.
I'll never forget my first couple.
Oh, were they Sylvia's friends?
Who said anything about Sylvia?
So who was the foursome?
Who said anything about a foursome?
Frank, please. No. Frank.
No, no. You couldn't get me to go back to the laundromat if you dragged me by the tongue. Listen, if you want to go back there, go by yourself, all right?
Please. But everyone knows a lady doesn't walk into a laundromat bar unescorted.
Yes. A lady also doesn't open her dryer for just any guy with a roll of Bounce.
You're just jealous because I got all the attention.
Oh, yeah, oh, sure. There's tons of competition, you know. It was either you or a 300-pound woman who was washing her party dress in the heavy loader.
You have to take me back.
Look at you. You've turned into a laundry slut.
Helen.
Yeah.
Listen, I talked to my friend Larry. He's going to lend us his cabin in Vermont for the weekend. You know what I'm thinking?
Let's invite the Tuckers.
Exactly. I mean, they like all the same things we do, you know? Hiking, skiing, my teepee joke.
No, wait a minute. Maybe it's too soon to go away with them.
What are you talking about?
Well, if we go away with them, they'll see our bad sides. You know, like that pleasant scratching thing that you do in the morning?
Helen, all guys scratch in the morning. If you slept with a few more men, you would know that. Forget I said that. But come on, we'll have a great time.
Oh,
Helen, come on. Helen, a weekend in Vermont, a snow-covered cabin, a roaring fire, the Tuckers.
Let's do it.
There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was his name. B-I-B-I. And Bingo was his name, oh. There was a farmer, had a dog, and
okay. Oh, sorry, Lowell Jr., but we'll have to call you back.
Oh, that wasn't Lowell Jr. That was my Uncle Wally.
Oh, welcome back. How was the weekend?
Oh, man, we had such a good time. We went cross-country skiing. We hiked up in the snow. We made these really big meals. And you know what the best part is? We did everything together.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, you know, after this weekend, I feel like I've known these two forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that.
Oh, and for the woman who made it all possible, just a little something from the four of us to say thank you.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Don't know what to say. How thoughtful. Vermont maple syrup. So four people chipped in for this. For syrup. Thanks.
Well, you know what? We really better get going. I've got hospital rounds in the morning.
Great. Hey, so what do you want to do Saturday?
I know. We can go bowling.
Or dinner?
Or both.
Sounds great. We'll call you.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll call you.
Well, Gwen, it was a great weekend.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for a great weekend, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Call us.
That was weird. Gwen usually hugs me a little longer than that.
Yeah. Since when does Tuck just shake my hand like I'm a total stranger?
I hope everything's okay. Oh, what are we doing? You know what? We're just reading into things because we like them so much.
You're right. You know what? Everything is fine. Yeah.
You're getting dumped.
What are you talking about? The Tuckers love us.
You're getting dumped. Trust me, I know the signs. The hug that doesn't last quite as long. The non-committal air when discussing future plans. A phone number that's disconnected. The electrified fence. The attack dogs. The subtle cocking of a shotgun when you finally made it to the front door. Come on, haven't we all been there?
Turn. Turn.
Oh, jeez, I just got a paper cut.
Oh, I hate those. Mm. They sting like crazy. Turn. Turn.
I'm sorry, but, you know, for the past 3 weeks, you know, I've done your job, I've cleaned your house, I've fed you, I've bathed you, I've done everything for you a man can do. and still be able to call himself a man. You know, I'm sorry, but I just can't do it anymore. I just can't.
Hush, you know, I don't blame you, Antonio. You've been a good friend. Go on, enjoy your life. It's time I started doing things for myself.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, see there? You're gonna do just fine.
Faye, have you seen Joe?
Yeah, he's in the office. Oh. Well, it's Saturday night. Where's your laundry? Aren't you going to that laundromate place?
Oh. No, that was getting old. And I was sitting there at 2 a.m. holding a tequila shooter and a box of Fab, and I thought, you know, I don't need gimmicks to get men. All I have to do is just be myself.
Yeah, so where are you two off to?
Temple Beth Shalom. There's a mixer for Jewish singles.
They're having line dancing and cake. You guys sure you don't want to come with Casey a bit? Oh, this is pathetic. Hey, don't tell me you're actually waiting by the phone.
No. We're just relaxing after a long week.
All right. Face the facts. It's Saturday night. The Tuckers are not going to call.
You don't know that.
This is ridiculous. You know, why don't you just go and find another couple?
We don't want another couple. We want our Tuckers.
Well, okay. In case you change your mind, we'll leave your name at the door with Rabbi Geller. Shalom.
I don't know what's wrong. I left at least a dozen messages on their machine.
I know. I've been beeping Tuck all week. He doesn't answer.
Maybe they're out of town.
No. I drove by their house before. The lights were on. I checked the mailbox. It was empty. I felt the hood of their car. It was still warm.
Why don't you just go up to the door, knock, and say hello?
I didn't want to seem weird.
Joe, what if they don't call?
Don't say that.
You know, even if they do call, I don't want to go out with them now.
You know what? You're right. You know, we don't need them. They can't do this to us.
No.
Tuck? What? No, call back tomorrow. Brian's in Temple.
Faye, have there been any calls for... Tuck? Gwen?
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Helen, they're here.
Oh, we have been mad at you.
What'd you do, break your dialing finger?
Well...
Oh, Hal, the important thing is you're here.
You too. You could have picked up a phone.
Helen, I'm really sorry,
but... Don't you apologize? We could never stay mad at you guys.
Yeah, so, hey, what are you in the mood for tonight, huh? Chinese, Italian?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry we're late, guys. Did you pick up the tickets yet, Tuck?
Tuck? He called you Tuck. Who are these people?
What's going on? You're going away with them.
How long has this been going on?
Look, we didn't plan for it to happen. It just happened.
Come on. Can't we still be friends?
How many lives have you shattered with that line?
You used us. We gave you some of the best weekends of our life.
Well, this must be too tense.
That was our joke. I suppose you gave him a bottle of wine, too.
Well, as a matter of fact,
why don't you guys go wait for us in the plane? We'll be right out.
Well, I'd like to know one thing. What's wrong with us? We're fun. We're cute. We're peppy.
You want to know what's wrong? You're too clingy. You're too needy. You like us too much.
Well, if liking you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Let's not make a scene.
Hey, maybe we could get together in a few weeks.
Oh, you don't mean that.
You know, you let us on.
Well, come on, we never said we wouldn't see other couples.
It was understood. I want my Michael Bolton tape back.
Look, you're really nice people. I mean, you'll meet another couple.
Oh, please, we don't need your pity.
Yeah, that is right. We are quite a catch.
Look, maybe...
I think you'd better go.
So?
Okay, fine.
No, don't. It's over!
It doesn't have to be, but we could change.
Yeah, I thought we were going to grow old together.
People are nuts. Will you leave us alone?
Yeah. You, stop beeping me.
They'll be back. Ah, who are we kidding? Tuckers are gone forever.
It'll be okay, Helen. Couples are like buses. There'll be another one by any minute.
At least we have each other, Joe.
Right. Yeah, we don't need anyone else.
No. Excuse me. Hi, do you know where we could find a taxi?
Are you two new on the island?
Spot.
Sanford and Son are visiting Nick at Night.
It's about time.
That means for the next 5 nights, Sanford and Son will be spending the night with you.
Oh, I'd think about that if I was you.
Well, it's too late now, so stay tuned. The Sanford Sleepover is up next on Nick at Night.
All right, I got a rag. Where were we?
Spot.